Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, recently we talked about doing a sun study, and I began thinking about light and its effect on plants. Now, with the upcoming solar eclipse coming, is there any cause or effect it will have on plants?
Well, the little bit of research I've been able to do indicates there have been some studies that show a solar eclipse does have a very small effect on the process of photosynthesis. Since a solar eclipse blocks out some sunlight, the rate of photosynthesis will be slower than usual for that little period of time.
Right. Photosynthesis is the process where plants manufacture their own food, correct?
Yeah, right. So plants use the energy from sunlight, the carbon dioxide from the air, and water from the soil to produce simple carbohydrates. These carbohydrates are converted into more complex sugars that can be are then transported to the stem, roots, flowers, and developing tissues for use immediately, or they can be stored or used as building blocks for other structures like cell walls. So if the amount of light is reduced, the entire process slows down. Probably not detrimental in this case, given, again, the short duration of the eclipse.
Are there any other ways light affects plants?
Yeah, you know, phototropism, for instance, is the plant's movement in response to light. So we've all seen plants that lean towards a window or an area of greater light. This is called phototropism, and growth hormones are involved that stimulate cell growth in the stems to cause the plants to grow in the direction of the light, allowing the leaves to be closer and intercept more light for better photosynthesis. And there's another response called photoperiodism that controls things like seed germination, dormancy, and flowering and day length sensitive plants.
Can you say more about the seed germination and dormancy?
Yeah, well, some seeds are light sensitive, such as many lettuce varieties, and they need light in order to germinate. Many weed seeds are also in this category, which is why weeds can come on strong after you till or disturb the soil. They lie dormant in the soil waiting for some disturbance so they can get enough light to germinate. Collectively, these seeds in the soil, we often refer to them as a seed bank, which is why no-till techniques, for instance, are really helpful in keeping weed populations down in the garden.
I have one last question then about light in the garden. Is there a difference between part sun or part shade?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, this question's open to a lot of interpretation, and there's not a lot of clear definitions. A lot of sources agree that full sun is 6 or more hours of direct sunlight. Doesn't have to be continuous as long as it's direct. Most references say that part sun, part shade is about 4 to 6 hours of sun in a day, with the part sun being at the upper level and part shade being at the lower level. And full shade simply is the lack of sunlight or anything less than 4 hours of sunlight a day.
All right. Well, Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.